the organization Undoing Tax Abuse wants greater transparency from the Department of Transport and its entities. We want to know, what has happened to the process of procuring a new driver's license card machine? This machine is crucial for South African drivers. The existing machine has been unreliable and the department agreed to replace it years ago. Tenders for a new machine have been issued and withdrawn and reissued. The current tender was issued more than a year ago, but has still not been finalized. The tender documents set out a timeline of 9 to 12 months from the award of the contract to getting the machine up and running. This means we won't see a new card machine before next year. The department also won't explain why it's keeping the validity of the driver's license cards to only 5 years. ATA has repeatedly asked for this to be extended to 10 years, which is in line with practice in many other countries. This is mainly because the department's renewal process is clumsy and rotten with corruption, so renewals waste motorists' time and money. We wonder if keeping the 5-year limit is linked to the contract for a new machine and what the department may have promised a potential contractor. We also want transparency on the fees that transport entities charge motorists on various licenses and how this revenue is distributed. ATA has tried to engage with the department and its entities, but has been blocked. We submit requests for information, which are refused and ignored. Transparency is essential. When government is not transparent, we start wondering what is being hidden.